I want to welcome everybody to the Bible study. We are March 8th of 2023. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And as usual, I will read the chapter, then we'll go back and look at each individual verse. So beginning with chapter 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And the child was caught up to God in his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. All right, so we have a lot of symbolism here. And the basic rule is that we are to take Revelation literally unless we are told that there is symbolism used. And so the first 4 words, now a great sign appeared in heaven. So there is a symbol. So this woman, some Bible scholars think this woman is the Virgin Mary. But it can't be, because the woman is a sign. You wouldn't have a real woman, it wouldn't say sign. And so it's not her. Some people and a lot of Protestant denominations teach that this woman is actually the church of all ages. And I just can't imagine how they come up with that interpretation. It's very clear, anybody who has any knowledge at all of the Bible, is very clear who this woman is. Let's go to Isaiah 66, 7 and 8. Isaiah 66, 7 and 8.
Oh, Isaiah 66.
Isaiah 66, 7 and 8 for a cross reference here. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall the nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Okay, of course, this is talking about Israel. Now, the other reference here is from Genesis 37, 9 and 10. So we go back to Genesis, and this is talking about the dream that Joseph had. Okay, so it's 37, 9 and 10, all the way back to the first book. 37, 9, and 10. This is talking about Joseph. It says, then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. Now, how did his brothers interpret this? So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. So it's quite obvious here that the woman represents Israel. Okay, we have the 12 stars, and then it says being with child, and that child, of course, is Jesus. Okay, now let's look at verse 2. There's another symbol. It says another sign. This is another symbol. So this fiery red dragon is not a literal red dragon. It is a symbol that he is looking at. It has 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. Now, depending on the biblical scholar, they'll say different things, but generally speaking, the 7 heads, the 10 horns, and 7 diadems talk about he has great wisdom, he has great power. And a lot of people don't realize this, but Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Even though Jesus has authority now over sin, Satan is still, he has his way here on earth. He still is able to tempt people. He still is able to do terrible things. He has this power. And so this is just a description of his great power. And he also is very, very wise, very beautiful. He was an angel of light. He was created extremely beautiful. It says his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Now, in a case like this, the stars are angels. And threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now remember what happened when Jesus was born. Herod tried to kill him. And so this is talking about that. Then it says she, meaning the woman, meaning Israel. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And this is going to happen in the millennial kingdom. And her child was caught up to God. He was resurrected and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness. This is Israel escaping, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Guess how long that is?
3.5 years.
So we have 1,260 days. We have a time, times and half a time, and we have 42 months. They all mean the same thing.
Now, this is the Great Tribulation, right?
This will be the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. So, there are a lot of things in Revelation where we cannot be dogmatic, we cannot be certain. But if we go back to Daniel chapter 9, there are some things that we can be certain of, and we get it from Daniel. So, if we go back to Daniel chapter 9:27. Remember that. Daniel 9:27. That's a key verse. This is the angel Gabriel explaining things to Daniel about how things are going to be. And he's just talked about the prophecy of the 69 weeks. In 9:27, he says, then he. Now, he's talking about the Antichrist here, because if you back up to part of 26, the people of the prince who is to come. Okay, that's talking about the Antichrist. Then he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant or a treaty with many, which would be Israel and these other nations, for 1 week. And this is that treaty that makes them think that there's going to be peace. This is a treaty that makes them think that he is the Messiah, not Jesus, but another Messiah, and that he is beginning this millennial kingdom, and they believe they're safe. Remember, I talked to you about how they just tore their walls down and didn't bother with an army anymore and thought, you know, we're in the millennial kingdom, you know, turn your swords into plowshares.
Now, that's in the first 3.5.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Okay, so he confirms the covenant with many for 1 week. So the covenant is confirmed, it's supposed to last for seven years and then go into the millennium. They think they're in the millennium. But then it says, in the middle of the week, which would be 3.5 years into it, He shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, which means they have a temple, and they have been using the temple for quite some time, probably for almost 3.5 years, however much time it took them to get going after the treaty. And so we know that they're going to the temple. We know they're making sacrifices just like they did in the Old Testament times. And then he says, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate until the consummation, which is determined is poured out on the desolate. So he says he's going to bring an end and he's going to set up this abomination. And that's exactly what Jesus said. He said, when you see that abomination spoken by Daniel, get out. Let the reader understand.
Matthew 24.
Yes, Matthew 24. And Jesus is talking about this verse right here. So we do know that. We know that they're going to be in the temple up until the middle part of it. We know that the Antichrist, something's going to cause him to break that treaty. And then they'll realize we were wrong, we were deceived. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to remember Jesus' words and they're going to flee. And that's what's happening here, right here. It talks about that. We just read, the woman Israel fled into the wilderness, verse 6, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there for 3.5 years, basically. So that's all about that, and that talks about this. Jesus talked about it. Daniel talked about it. Here it is again. Okay. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but Satan, even today, has access to heaven. Satan actually is all the time telling on us and accusing us of the things that we do wrong. But we have an advocate, Jesus Christ. Christians do. And he is defending us. So Satan is accusing and he is defending. If you remember in the book of Job, it talks about Satan going to heaven. Hey, how about this character Job, you know, and speaking to God. And God allows him to do certain things. So there's Job. And then there's also Zechariah talks about his access to heaven in chapter 3, 1 and 2. And then there's Luke. Let's go to Luke. Because this is one of those verses in Luke that you have a tendency to skip over, but it's pretty important. Luke 22. Luke 22, beginning in verse 31. Luke 22, 31. And the Lord said, Simon, meaning Peter, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, then strengthen your brethren. So here we have, not Job this time, but Peter. Satan is wanting to really tempt Peter, and he's going to God to ask permission to do that. And Jesus is saying, but I'm your advocate, I'm praying for you. So there's a really good example of what we were just talking about. Let's see. Okay, and now since you're in Luke, go back to chapter 10. Chapter 10 of Luke. And it's verse 18. Chapter 10, verse 18 of Luke. Okay. And he said to them, this is Jesus talking, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Okay, so again, he's talking about this time when Satan is going to be cast out of heaven. Now, this is happening at the midpoint because that is when Satan personally possesses the Antichrist. He was bad before, and now he's going to get worse because he actually has Satan empowering him. So he's cast out of heaven.
So you think he's in heaven, because there's three heavens.
He's allowed to approach God. Yes, he's allowed to approach God. He is, I don't think he stays up there. He's allowed to come up and visit. I don't think that's his realm anymore. But he's going to be totally banished at this time. It says, So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan. Now, let's see, I've got this written down somewhere. Where's that?
Well, the reason why I'm saying that was because, you know, I was reading that Jack Bannon piece today. And you remember...
He talks about the first and second heavens. See, yes. I read that too.
Yeah, and he... Remember, and he was talking... Remember, it's in Daniel. Remember when Daniel was praying and...
he was detained for 21 days.
Yes. Yeah. And Michael had to go and help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know...
Yeah, Satan goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Now this is after Satan is he can't go to the throne anymore and accuse us anymore.
Absolutely not. At that point.
Yeah.
The word devil means accuser. Mm-hmm. And then the word Satan means adversary.
Yes.
And so he's both of those. He's our adversary, he is our enemy. And we don't do right when we make a cartoon out of him. Because we better take him seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it says he deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So everybody in the world, with the exception of those that come to Christ, and most of them are martyred, everybody else is totally deceived, totally hoodwinked. It says then, in verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. And here it says it, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And now who is this voice? Who's talking? It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This would be Christians. And they did not love their lives to the death. In other words, they didn't cling to, they weren't afraid to die.
But these are the tribulation saints.
That would be, well, yes, it would be martyrs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they did, like I say, they did not love their lives. And that what that means is, even in the face of death, they didn't recount.
Right.
So therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. And woe to the inhabitants of the earth. In other words, we're getting rid of him, but you're getting him. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. Now, that's interesting because we know that Satan can't predict the future. He has his limitations. He can't be in more than one place at a time. That's why he needs demons to help him out. But he does know he has a short time because he can read the scriptures like anybody else. So he knows he has a short time. It says, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Again, this is all happening about the midpoint. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place. Now, some scholars think this is a great military achievement. Planes somehow fly these people out, or it could be a supernatural event. We just don't know. We can't know for sure, but it was probably interesting for John in his day looking and saying, wings of a great eagle. Yeah, what is going on here? So whether it's actually done by a military or whether it's supernaturally done by the Lord, we just don't know. But it says where she is nourished, here we go, for a time and times and half a time. So again, if the word time means 1 year, then you've got a year, 2 years, and half a year. It's 3.5 years. From the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, which would be Israel, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. Now, J. Vernon McGee said, this could be a literal flood of water, or it could be a flood of soldiers, you know, going after them. It could be an army. It's interesting, it says like a flood. And usually when it says like something or like a trumpet, it's not actually that thing, but it's similar, or it acts like that. So if you had several hundred thousand or a million soldiers going after you, that would be like a flood of humanity. So it could be that. But again, there's no way to say for sure, but he does something that resembles a flood, and he's chasing, trying to get Israel before they get to safety. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. So something happens, and apparently there's an earthquake, there's a separating of the earth. Whatever makes up this flood goes into it and is swallowed up. I can't think of the scripture right now, but there was a time in the Old Testament where some people challenged Moses' leadership and different things like that, and there was a big kind of a conflict going on, and the earth opened up and swallowed up these people that happened at the time. So that's the imagery that we have here. Let's see. Which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. He's really mad because she got away. And he went to make war with the rest of her offspring. This would still be Jewish people who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, this might be the 144,000. It might be Jewish people who have become Christians and have joined other Christians in the underground movement or whatever. Because we know there are going to be Christians that are going to get through and get to the millennial kingdom and start humanity in the millennial kingdom.
Yeah, there has to be a remnant.
Right. And so now he's so mad because these other Jewish people got away. Now, it's still amazing to me. Now, some people say it's going to be Petra, where you've got this huge mountain and you've got these places where it goes back into the rock. It might be Petra, or it might be a place where somehow God keeps them supernatural, some kind of shelter that can even protect them from nukes, you know, and all that sort of thing. We don't know. We can't know the details. Now, some people like to make them up, you know, but we just don't know. But somehow God not only protects them, but is able to nourish them. Like the 40 years in the wilderness. He punished them and they had to wait, but he still gave them nourishment. He kept their clothes from wearing out and all that sort of thing. So he certainly has the ability to do that. But the main thing to understand here is that all these things are happening in the middle, okay? There's a lot of things about the timing that we just don't know for sure. We don't know, like, exactly when the trumpet judgments are going to be. We don't know exactly when the bowl judgments are going to be. I think they're so terrible that they're going to have to be towards the end. And we still have a lot of questions, like I said last week, about how do you keep a standing army of healthy soldiers with all these things that's going on? Are all the bowl judgments completely over the entire world, or all the trumpet judgments affecting the entire world? Or just where it says a third of this and a third of that? Is that just talking about maybe a third of the landmass somewhere else? We just don't know. There's a lot of things that are conjecture, but there are some things we do know. And we do know that the Jewish people are going to be worshiping in their temple up to the midpoint. And we do know that at the midpoint, the Antichrist is found out and he turns on them. And this is when Satan embodies him and gives him all this power. And it's after this that we have the mark of the beast. It's after this that he demands to be worshipped. He does not demand to be worshipped during the first 3.5 years. Because if he did, the Jewish people would then know the gig is up. And they still think they're okay. They're still
now.
They're still in the temple and they're still making sacrifices right up to that time. And then when he turns on them, then they know. And that's when they remember the words of Jesus. We got to leave, you know. And this is like really, when they say having a Jesus moment or something like that, or they're coming to Jesus time, this literally is it, because they don't believe in Jesus.
Right, where is that scripture? It's in one of the Gospels where Jesus tells them.
24, Matthew 24. Where he's
24?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let's go see if we can find it. Let's go see if we can find it. I think you were right when you said 24. There's a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. I just didn't know what that was.
Let's see. 15. Matthew 24:15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Daniel 9:27, standing in the holy place, and in parentheses, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and so forth, and so forth.
Now, that's not the one I was talking about.
But that's the one where he's telling people you need to flee. You need to get out.
Yeah.
As soon as you see that.
Yeah, but what I mean is Jesus tells them somewhere else that... I can't remember even how it goes now, because they're not listening, and you ain't going to listen. You ain't going to ask me to come back until...
Oh, yeah.
Now, where's that line? You want to talk about now?
Now, that's not the midterm, though. Mm-hmm. That is at the end. That is at the end. That's right before the second coming, when they cry out to him, you know, to come back and save them. I don't off the top of my head know where that verse is. Actually, I think it's in a couple of different Gospels where he says, I will not drink of the cup of this wine until you ask for me or something of that matter. Then I will return.
Won't they be asking for him, though, now that they know they're in the tribulation?
Well, they realize that who the Antichrist is, finally. They realize that. They realize he's not the Messiah that they thought he was. And they probably are then remembering the words of Jesus. But whether they actually convert at that time, I don't know. You know, they become aware. And they're fleeing for their lives. And they're being nourished and all that. And they're being protected. But exactly when they have their come to Jesus moment, where they really accept him, I don't know. But that's a good question, and the timing of that question, like you said, is it right then or is it right before the end of the 7 years? Just not sure about that. Let's see. But that's the main thing, you know. After this is all over with, if you take anything away from this, there's certain things we can be sure of in the timing. And then other things that we just can't know. And if you try to say you do know, then you're just being deceitful, because there is no way of knowing. So we try to say what we know, and what we don't know, we just say, well, it could be this, it could be that. Just like the flood. It could be water, or it could be, you know, a military flood of people, you know. But the point that it makes no difference what it is, whether it's water or whether it's soldiers, it makes no difference. The point is, he is chasing them, and they are going away to a place of protection. They're going to be protected. Okay, then. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this study. Very revealing, dear Lord, and we know there's a lot of different interpretations about this, but we trust your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us and not to mislead us. And we've had good questions, good interaction tonight. We thank you for that. Again, we just ask that you... be with us as we go through here, and continue to guide us with your Holy Spirit. Continue to keep us on track. In Jesus' name, amen.